is your house. Father, come and dwell. This is your house. A holy house of prayer where the lost and the lonely bring their burdens and their cares. This is your temple to you, Lord. Let your glory fill this sanctuary. Be enthroned on the praises of your people. Lord, we agree. Grace and mercy. Let healing and redemption find searching souls. Lord, have your way. We humbly pray.
This is your house.
This is your house.
Beautiful way to open a service. This is the Lord's house. Amen. And as we come through these doors and we're all welcome, and you know, those open arms that we can only, that I see in my mind and in my heart of Jesus, as he says, come unto me, all that are heavy, and their burdens and our sorrows and our needs. Just love the Lord this morning. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If you can stand, stand. It's so good to see some of y'all that we haven't seen in a while. And love each and every one of you. Those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villarica. Know that as these doors are open, they're always, everyone's welcome. And we just let the Lord just minister to us and just to lift us up. But as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, There are a lot of text blasts that's gone forth. There are a lot of other situations that's in our hearts. You know the situations in your mind and your heart and your family and your home. And in this nation, as we pray for the things going on in the world today. But we serve a mighty God. Amen. And as we do, just lift it all up to Him, because we want Him to hold our hand. We want Him to guide us through. And we're going to pray for protection and for healing and for strengthening those families that are suffering right now. Friends, those relationships that God's given us and blessed us with. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand or a need. God knows. But you know, as we go to Him in prayer, we want to remember and continuously just praise God for all those things He's already brought us through. Amen. All those doors He's opened and all those paths that He's carried us through that seem so horrible. Dear Lord, we just give You honor and glory this morning. Dear Lord, we just want to praise Your holy name. Lord, thank You for Your love. Lord, thank You for Your comfort and Your guidance, dear Lord, that You've always provided for us. Lord, we ask You to forgive us for our sins, for those times that we don't listen or we don't follow Your way. Lord, we ask for You to strengthen us as we go forward from this journey that we're in right now, dear Lord. Lord, for anyone in the sound of our voice this morning, the sound of Your word as it goes forth, Lord, may their hearts be pierced, dear Lord. May their eyes be opened, dear Lord, as they'll learn to seek You and seek You alone, that You are the only true peace. Lord, You're the only true love. And, dear Lord, we thank You for Your mercy and grace, dear Lord. We thank You for loving us and strengthening us to go through another day. And, dear Lord, for this wonderful, beautiful morning that You've given us, Lord, we just want to praise You. Lord, I thank You for those that have been able to join us this morning. For those that are watching online, dear Lord, we thank You for each and every one of them. Lord, may You be honored, dear Lord. May You be glorified. Lord, we ask You to touch each and every prayer request. Dear Lord, we know that You can heal. You can mend, dear Lord. You can give us comfort as we go through these hard times. And, Lord, we know that You can give us peace. Peace unknown that only You can provide, dear Lord. Lord, take our hand, dear Lord. Walk, guide us. And Lord, we give You all the honor and glory. We ask You to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them, Lord, as they go through Your ministry and Your walk. Lord, may we just lift You up and honor You in everything that we do and just give You all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. You know, it's wonderful to be able just to wake up and just praise the Lord. No matter what we're going through. Excuse me, I'm swallowing them in. I put in too late. But turn to page 92. Jesus, hold my hand. We know He will.
Thank you.
powerful, wonderful name. The name above all names. That's the name of Jesus Christ, the one and only name. We might be saved, and we just love the Lord. Thank you for coming in the mindset of just worship and praise. You know, God doesn't need a program. He doesn't need to know where we need to be. He doesn't need to anything but just our willingness. Amen. And as we come through these doors, as we were singing earlier, and no matter what our situation is or whatever is going on, you know, God is in charge. Just love the Lord this morning. We're going to go ahead and get a little bit. I don't want to not ever stop y'all worshiping the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. Get ready just to praise and worship. Thank you again. Let's just all be in one mind and one accord as in our service this morning. I know the Lord's ministering to us right now. Don't forget about March 20th. Please, that Sunday night, mark it on the calendar. It's going to be a big, big multi-church service. It's going to be held here at First Pentecostal. Looking forward to it. It's a wonderful time. So plan on, if you're not a regular on Sunday nights, it's a good time to start. If you want to get warmed up, you can come back and join us tonight. We're going to be in much prayer for this special service. All the other ministries that go forth, just continue, and we'll just get started. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please?
Remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you proved that you'd fight for me? Walk me through fires, pull me from flames. your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Doesn't mean I won't feel the heat.
Walk me through fire.
Of my redemption, Lord, how could I question when you proved that you'd die for me?
Walk me through fire, pull me from.
Praise His name. choice. That joy, peace. Yes, Lord. You see my name's been written down in that Lamb's book of life. Can't see what God's done for me.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Set outside the gate, begging alms from those who entered in. Now Peter and John, they came upon him, the lame man expecting of them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it freely to you. Right then the Spirit touched him. He leapt up to his feet, said, look what God's done for me.
Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me a just in time. I'm gonna praise His name.
I'm gonna praise Him.
Each day He's just the same.
He'll never change.
Look what the Lord has done. Just look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me all just in time. I'm gonna praise His name.
I'm gonna praise Him.
Each day is just the same.
He'll never change.
Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. I got news for you. He's not finished.
Amen.
I said He's still working. Amen. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still God. Amen.
Amen.
This is the day.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord hath made.
Yes, amen.
Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how bad it may seem, this is the day He made.
Amen.
And He don't make mistakes. I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. Give Him praise in the house. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. God is great. Greatly to be praised. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them, how glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. Is it all right if I get into the Word this morning? I love the Word. Man, I need the Word. How about you? Thank God for the Word. Let us go to the 78th Psalm this morning for two verses that I want to share with us this morning. Psalms 78, verses 40 and 41. Can I see the hands of those that are glad you're here? I hope that was 100%. I didn't look, but I hope that was 100%. I know we can love and praise God anywhere, but I just like to be around saints of God. Amen. That song says, I like to feel like I feel when I'm feeling like I feel right now. Amen. That's money can't buy that. The psalmist said, how oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Can we pray? Father, how we love and thank you, God, for another day and another opportunity and the breath and strength and the desire to come to worship you this morning. God, thank you for each and every one who has entered this building. And I pray, God, that you'll just pour out of your Spirit and your anointing upon every person here. Lord, you know the needs, and they are many. But you are the healer. You are the deliverer. You are the one, God, that can set us free. I pray, God, that you would anoint these lips of clay, anoint this vessel. God, speak to us this morning that you would have us to hear. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that you so richly deserve. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to your neighbor. Tell him how much you love him. And you may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might say, brother, what are you doing that for? We're just practicing. We're practicing for when we go to heaven. There's going to be a lot of love in heaven. Hey, when you shake somebody's hand in heaven and love them, you're going to show them. And they're going to know. They're going to discern. Amen. We better love one another. Amen. Because we're going to a place that's going to be full of love. This morning, I want to bring a thought that has been on my heart ever since I read this psalm. Don't limit God. Turn to your neighbor this morning and tell them, don't limit God. In anything in our life, do not limit God. Whether it be sickness, affliction, problems, issues, whatever it is, sadness, sorrow, don't limit God. If there was ever a unique and somewhat confusing verse of Scripture, this might be one of them. And I pray this morning that God will give us a clear discernment of what he is saying here in his word. How many believe that God is all-powerful? How many knows for a fact that he's a healer? How many has ever been delivered by Almighty God? How many is here today because of the mercy of God? And yet the writer says they limited God. Be quite honest with you, it took me a while to get past that. I've never thought of God having any limitations. Go where he wants to, be what he wants to, do what he wants to, say what he wants to. He created heaven and the universe. How could a deity of his might, his power, and his infallibility be classified as limited power or limited? You got to understand and know that the children of Israel were on a long and treacherous journey. Some 40 years, I believe it was. Same clothes, same shoes, depending on God for their very sustenance. And if you think you could make that journey without ever once getting disoriented or upset or grumbling or complaining, then praise God, I don't know why God hadn't just took you to heaven. Because you'd be walking almost in perfect shoes. But they were people, and they did grumble, and they did moan, and they did complain. And I've always thought, and I know if you've heard me preach for a long time, I'm constantly talking about the wilderness journey and the children of Israel and how that God brought them out. You know why? Because it is a type and shadow of what you and I are going through right now. God never put anything in his word that was not beneficial to us. And every time that we read, and every time that we hear and see and understand his miracles, that should cause us to have greater faith and trust in Almighty God. But it was alarming to read that
and say, you know what? They limited the power of God, not because of his power. God's power can't be limited, for he is omnipotent, all-powerful. God doesn't have any times like us. He doesn't have down times. We have down times. We have times when we just, you know, sometimes, and we can discern, I just wouldn't bring that up to them right now. They're not having a good day. I've never, ever found God not having a good day. I've never found him depressed, upset, worrying, wringing his hands, because he is omnipotent, meaning all-powerful. There is never a day in our life that his power is not more than sufficient to meet our need, to heal our body, to lift us up, to make a way, to do whatever there is a need for him to do. Could not limit his power. I thought about electricity. My granddaddy used to preach on electricity a lot, because he identified electricity with the power of God. You ever shocked yourself? Did you just take that shock and with folded hands and say, probably not. Could have been a little spastic move to you. When the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, sometimes your body don't know what to do, because there is a mighty surging of power that has entered into your being, into your body, to let you know, I'm still here. I'm still God. I'm still in control. I'm still omnipotent, and I'm all powerful. But you know what has happened to the church? The same thing that happened to my house. There's enough electricity running into my house to light every room, but I've put switches on them. I know some of you folks may have those that just dim the lights, brighten the lights, but I got the old-fashioned on and off, like so many of the church folks have today. Flip it on and need the power of God. Flip it off, I'm on my own. You're not limiting God's power. I don't limit that electricity. I have not made it one iota weaker. I've just cut it off for my benefit. That's how we limit the power of God. Don't limit his mercy. Child of God, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, never ever use the term, I don't know why God saved me. Yes, you do. Because you were lost, and you were a sinner, and I was lost, and I was a sinner. But he loved you so much, he sent his son from heaven, amen, to die on the cross. That's how much he loves you. That's how great his mercy is. It's higher than the heavens itself. Don't ever limit the mercy of God. Never say, God, why did you do this? Why did you call me? Why did you save me? I didn't deserve it. No, you didn't, and I didn't either. But that's how infinite and how great his mercy is. Don't limit God's wisdom. There was a time when the grandkids would come to Papa, and they would ask Papa a question, and I would be able to answer it. But they've gotten more educated. Way more educated. When our grandson reads better and faster than I do and comprehends it, sometimes they'll go to Nana now. Because they found out that Nana will tell them the truth and tell sometimes, some Papa sometimes a bullshooter. First thing I said, we didn't have this when I went to school. Let me explain to you how I get to answer. No, Papa, you can't do it that way. You got to go through the right formula. I said, go see Nana. Don't ever limit or question God's wisdom. Why do you want me to do that? Why do you want me to go there? Lord, why haven't you done this yet? Lord, do you not understand the seriousness of this matter? Yes, he does. More than you and I will ever comprehend. He knows. He's aware. There's not a thing that happens in this world that God is not aware of and in tune to. And by the way, he knows what's going on in Europe as well. See, I'm not looking for nations to fix it. Man, and contrary to popular belief, I'm not even really asking God to fix it. Because to God, it may not be broke. We got to accept the will of God. What we see as a turbulent time may be nothing more than a time for God to get the world ready to know that he's about to come back, going to split the eastern sky, going to gather the glory to God, gather the church together, and take us out of this mess. And it'll be fixed forever. Don't ever limit or question the wisdom of God. And if we've passed all of those three elements, I would dare say that the next one probably, I would say 99.5%, 100% of us probably have limited God in this next one. We cannot limit him to time. Why? Because he's not tied to our rules. And he's not bound to our schedule. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but God hasn't got, you know, I've been, God, you got to do it, and you got to do it now. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He absolutely doesn't. He'll do it in his time, and he'll do it his way. And we better have faith and believe and trust that God is going to do that. Because if we don't, we're limiting the power of God in our life. We're limiting him, amen, to truly forgive us. I know a lot of people say, I've been too evil to get saved. No, you're a prime candidate. You're exactly who Jesus died for. What you're doing and what you're saying, I am limiting the amazing grace of Jesus Christ and his ability to give me mercy. Man, if you're a sinner, you need to be saved. If you're a sinner, you need to confess. You need to repent. You need to quit saying, I'm going to do it when I get my life straight. You'll never get your life straight until you come to Jesus. So why? If all of this is so true and we agree and we say amen, that we can't limit him in any of these matters, why is that scripture there? Why is that scripture there? When no other force in the universe could limit the power of God. Not another. We can't name another force in the entire universe that could limit God other than our lack of faith, which puts an off switch on God's ability to heal us, God's ability to open a door for us, God's ability to do a number of miracles in our life. And folks, I hope you don't think I'm beating you up. I'm telling myself, Lord, how many times have I limited because of my lack of faith? I know he's a healer. I know he's a deliverer. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've witnessed it. I've been the recipient of miracles. But it's not time to start limiting through lack of faith. I want to read verse 41 again, very slowly, for those who went to Villarica High School with me. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. The Amplified Version says, they turned back and tempted God again and again and again. There was an elderly gentleman who was trying to describe the forgiveness of God. He said, you step on my toe one time, and I'm going to just pull back and excuse you. But if you keep stepping on my toe again and again and again and again, I'm going to get upset. Come on. It's not the way God works. How are we to forgive one another? 7 times 70 in a day. But they tempted him again and again and again. Remember what happened in the wilderness journey. Because I believe that we're similarly doing as the children of Israel. Let's look at God's power. Let's analyze if we possibly can. But how do you analyze something that is omnipotent? Our little minds won't comprehend all powerful. Can I get an amen if you believe that God created all things? If I can't get an amen, can I encourage you to read John 1 through verse 14? By him all things were made. Without him anything was made. Was not made unless it was with him. Amen. We know that God made all things. Can I get an amen if we believe that he formed and fashioned man and breathed the breath of life into us? What about Big Bang? I'm hopeful we don't have any Big Bang believers here. I believe in creation. I believe what the Word says. I believe I was created for God. By him and for him. And God began to manifest his power. Read Genesis. How he spoke the light into existence. How he separated the firmaments. How he created the animals. How he created nature. How he did all these wonderful things. By his spoken word. He manifested his power for the children of Israel over the Red Sea. Now, he spoke to Moses continually. Moses just didn't decide he was going to take the children of Israel out of Egypt. He was led by God. And I will assure you, he was in constant audience with what God was trying to tell him to do. But Moses did not limit God at the Red Sea. So many Christians, first Red Sea we get to, we hang our head, sadness and sorrow. Bemoan the fact that we're in this situation, that there's this big of an obstacle in our way, and we just said that we believe that God is omnipotent and that God is all-powerful and that God himself spoke this world into existence and created all things that are in it, but we don't think that he'll split the Red Sea for us, whether that be a natural, physical, or spiritual impediment or obstacle. We've just limited the power of God. We didn't do it intentionally. When we stopped to think about it, we said, oh, Lord, I didn't mean to do that. I put my faith in you. I trust you in everything. Not just in his salvation, but I trust him every day of my life. I trust him to help me make decisions. I trust him to give me strength to get on my own 2 feet in the mornings. And I never want to get to a point where I doubt God's ability to be with me. He manifested his power over mighty armies, armies that were bigger, armies that were more, had more material, had more strength, had more trained soldiers. And he took a ragtag bunch from that had been in Egypt bondage for some 400 years, and God allowed them to be victorious over enemies that they were facing in the wilderness journey. Should that surprise anyone today? Should it surprise God when somebody stands and says, thank God he has healed me from cancer? Or do we limit God and say, well, Lord, I don't know about that. Come on. Well, you might say, well, it didn't immediately happen. Remember, we don't hold God to our time. He's not bound by our schedule. The healing may be for the doctors to see. The healing may be for someone that you work with. They may see the progression. They may see the healing take place. They may come to an altar of repentance and be born again because of what God's done in your life. Don't ever doubt what God's doing. Don't ever question. Just put your faith and trust in him. God will make a way every time. if we don't limit him. We don't limit him. God's power was greater than the walls of Jericho. Christians today will say, I just can't get through this. What if Joshua had felt that way? And God had done, say, see, I give you this city. And we'd say, yeah, but it's got walls around it. Big walls, thick walls, mighty walls. Isn't it amazing how we describe how bad the situation is to God? God, I just want to sit down and take a little time to tell you exactly what I'm going through, because I'm sure you don't understand way up there in heaven and all the things that you got going on. But I just want to tell you what I've got going on in my life right now. Big walls, thick walls, wide walls, penetrated walls. Nah. We just limited the power of God. God knows the walls. He created the mortar, the brick. The enemy took it and made a wall out of it. But God said, I'll fix that. You just march around that thing just like you own it. Yeah, you ever marched around some? Lord, I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. I am claiming it in the name of Jesus. Wall's still there, but it's coming down. I said the wall's still there, but it's coming down. Because I'm claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. Because I believe with all my heart and all my mind that there's absolutely nothing that my God is not able to do. Walls, come down in the name of Jesus. And let his power bring down walls. God created and manifested his power when he opened up the heavens and rained down manna. We may need to hold on to that. Been to the grocery store lately? Not only can you not really find what you want, what you do find is, my Lord, when did that go up? Is that right? Can I get an amen? Amen. You going to worry about it? Really? You going to fret over it? You going to say, I can't afford to eat and fill up my car with gas at both? Lord, I'm just going to have to do one or the other. Children of Israel left Egypt. Probably all they had was just a little bit of substance. Amen. Just a little bit. Probably didn't even get them to the Red Sea. But the God that I serve is able to open up the windows of heaven. Amen. And flow down manna. I believe he'll feed me when I'm hungry. I believe he'll be the water when I'm thirsty. I believe he'll be that for me anywhere and everywhere. As long as I don't limit him through lack of faith. Not worried about tomorrow. Come on, I may not even make it through today, but I'm not worried about tomorrow. Because my God will take care of tomorrow if I'm still here. We know this. He cooled the fire for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, Lord, I'd just rather not go in there. But look what a great and mighty miracle it was to cool the fire as they went in. He made the sun stand still for Joshua. I thought it quite amazing, some of those extraordinarily educated dunces was looking into this to see if there was any legitimacy or validity to it. Lo and behold, they found out that somewhere along the time, there was a loss of time. And they can't explain it. Don't limit the power of God. If he made the sun stand still for Joshua, cannot he open that door for you? Cannot he heal you? Cannot he make a way for you? Man, don't turn that off switch on. Keep that thing wide open. And let the power of God come. He sent fire from heaven and destroyed the altar, the sacrifice, and licked up the water that was around the trough for Elijah to show the prophets of Baal that God is able to do what Baal could never do. I know we're not looking to Baal, but there's a lot of people looking to other things rather than God right now for their safety, amen, for their peace of mind, and for their very livelihood. We read in the Bible where he blinded an entire army that came for the prophet. And he just led them right to the middle of the Israeli camp and said, here's where you need to go. And finally, he made a banquet with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Don't worry about the grocery stores. Don't worry about, you ain't got your favorite blue plate. Well, I might be worried about that. Let me use another example. We're facing starvation if we don't have blue plate mayonnaise in the house. I don't know about y'all. It's got to be blue plate. We'll take a lot of other generic names, but no, it's got to be blue plate. Amen. We're not blue plate worshipers. We're just highly motivated and kind of hooked on it. But don't get upset if you can't find what you need. God will always supply your need. In all of these things, nothing could stop his authority or his power except we have this one verse where God's power was limited. Not by him, but by the recipient. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. There's another verse that alludes to the fact that because of our sins, we have blocked blessings from God. The sins of individuals, the sins of a nation, and the sins of a world. In fact, God wants to bless us. God wants to touch us. God wants to heal us. He wants to anoint us. So many times we block or impede his ability to do the miracles in our life that is needed. Basically, it all comes down to this. God loved us so much that not only did he create us, he gave us life. Give us life. Now, he gave the animals life. Some would argue that we're not the only recipients of life. He made the trees, he made the bushes, he made the flowers, and all of that has a certain aspect of life, howbeit maybe limited in some areas. We got a smart little dog here and has it at the house, but I still believe I'm a little smarter than she is. Not much, but a little. Because God made us and formed us and fashioned us in his own image. And he did something for us that he did for no other creature or creation. He gave us free will. If you look back, God could have made every, he could have cookie doughed us. Every one of us could have been as pretty as the prettiest person in here. I see some of you smiling. Oh, God, why didn't you do that? Because he didn't want to. He wanted you to be you. And he could have instilled into us not even the ability to make a decision where we would serve him or not. You're going to do it. But because his love is greater than our ability to comprehend, he wanted a creature that would, in free will, love him back. Come on. When I was searching for a wife, I wanted someone that really loved me. Really, really loved me. After she saw me get up in the morning. Or hear me blow my nose. I'm sorry. But that turned a lot of people off. But I wanted someone to not just say I love you, but someone who really, really loved me. And gave me her love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Don't you think it's okay if he asks us to love him back? To love him back. He gave us free will, a choice to accept him and trust him in all things, or to reject him and tempt him and have lack of faith in him. God wants us to love him. He doesn't want to make us love him. He wants us to offer our love to him. And we have not because we ask not. So many times we classify something as impossible when God says, no, it's not impossible. You may see it as an impossibility. You may see it as never happening. Then why would we tempt God? That's the reason that verse is in there. We limit the power. Don't. I encourage us. I encourage myself. Because I know there's times in my life I have. I'll be honest with you. There's times in my life when I just figured it wasn't going to happen. Lord, I just said it's your will, I guess. It's your will. And that limits God's power. That limits God's ability. He loves us so very much. I cannot convey to you enough how much God loves us and how much he loves you. And I want to extend to you too direction I believe that God is wanting us to have, that these are the times that we need to trust him more. and it may be a reason, I don't know. Because I've seen in the past that when troubles, turbulence, and all of these things hit certain places in the world, and even in our own lives, it's almost like there's a concentrated effort to turn back to God and to once again say, Lord, we need you. And it's just like the children of Israel. Then when things got good again, and when the miracles were performed, and when they were fed the manna, and when they walked across the Red Sea, and then seemingly soon they forgot how dependent they was on God, and they just kind of slacked off from worshiping God. That's what we can't do. We say it all the time. You got to serve him in the good times and in the bad times, and you got to serve him in the good times too. And I firmly believe if you'll serve him more in the good times, there'll be less of the bad times. I'm not saying that you won't have troubles and trials, but I'm saying you'll have a God that you trust who will lead you through everything. Please don't limit the power of God. Would you stand? Would our music please come this morning? With every head bowed, every eye closed, every saint of God praying the will of God. Maybe you're wrestling with something right now. Maybe there's a situation in your life that somehow or another you just can't seem to get victory over. And you're wondering, Lord, am I just going to have to carry this the rest of my life? What is going on? Give God a chance. And how do you give God a chance? Trust him with it. Let go of it. Turn it over to him. Because God can do all things. Amen. Only believe. Thank you.
Lord, I believe all things are possible.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Try. Three years ago this past Thanksgiving, I was dead in my living room. I choked death on a piece of ham. I don't eat ham anymore. But I woke up a week later in the hospital. Didn't know where I was at, where I'd been, nothing. And my son was sitting there, and I looked and I said, where am I at? What happened? He said, you choked to death. Ed, take a He said, look, like a big long bear, need a little pliers, and yanked his ham out of my throat. Put me on life support. If that wasn't miracle enough, I was working at a truck stop down here in Tallapoosa. I picked up some very heavy mudflap weights, gave myself a hernia. And they fired me the next day because I was working for cash, and they thought I was going to file a claim. So I went, about a month later, I went to a doctor to have, see if I had a fit, brother. And he never once asked me what I wanted, you know, why I was there or anything else. He just looked at me and he said, God wants you to know he forgives you. I said, what? He started telling me things about my past that had actually happened. He had no way of knowing that. God told him. God said, he said, God wants you to know he forgives you for blaming him. And he's going to put you back on the path and you're going to go back doing what you want to do. Or what you need to do. And I was shocked. Then he never asked me about my hernia. He sent me had an ultrasound on my neck. And he told me, if Dr. Ann called you by 9 o'clock in the morning, you call her. 9 o'clock in this morning, she said, get down to the hospital now. She went in and cleaned a clot out of my neck. And there was no vein left when she got it out. So she put 3 inches of artificial vein in my neck. The next day, she came to my room. She said, I am so proud to see you alive. You'd have been dead by Monday because you had no brain to fire on the right side of your brain. That was the second miracle. And that's number two in a row. And I could, I still didn't understand what God was trying to tell me. I had an aneurysm in my stomach. She went in, fixed it, and put a device to feed blood to my legs. I feel better than I felt in 15 years. Well, praise God. Job. But God is wonderful.
Yes, he is.
He was good to me despite myself because I was preaching when my wife walked in one day. We'd never had a fight. She walked in one day to me and said, I don't love you anymore. I filed for a divorce today. I'm leaving you. And she did. And I blame God because I begged him not to let it happen, but he did. But like Pastor said, we were creatures of free will. She done made up her mind what she's gonna do. Now her incentive, I don't know what her incentives were for doing it, but I tell you what happened to her. Her husband drank himself to death on vodka, and she drank so much she can't remember how to remember her name now. So that's miracle number three. I just praise God he forgave me and he put me in front of somebody that told me about it and got me back on the right path.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, I've been having them work every Sunday for a long time. That's why I've been here, bro. But I'm not going back to work on Sundays no more. If I don't get to work, I'm not going back to work on Sunday. You know, I'm going to be here from now on. I love God. I appreciate Him. He showed me 3 to 4 miracles in the last 3 years. And this is where I need to be. This is where I'm going to be. I just want to praise your name for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Roger. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. God's good. No, God's great. God's great all the time. My, my, my. Praise the Lord. Well, just turn and wave to somebody and say, you know what? I love this. I love what God's doing. Don't you? Amen. God bless you. We love each and every one of you. Don't limit God. Let God be God in your life. Amen. Hope to see you tonight. Let's all bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are. God, how great you are. You're a mighty God. Lord, and we thank you for your word this morning, God, to encourage us, Lord, to never, ever doubt you, never, ever limit your power. Asking you, Lord, to be with each and every one of us, to lead us and guide us, direct us, touch and anoint those who are standing in need of prayer this morning. God, and if there's anyone here under the sound of my voice that have not made that commitment to serve you and to give you their life, pray, God, that this will be the day. Go with us now, Lord, and we'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Love one another. Hope to see you again tonight. God is great.